This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at southdakotachannel.org.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. The South Dakota Senate will come to order. And leading us in prayer, we're grateful to have Paul Bly, Reverend Paul Bly, back from the Resurrection Lutheran Church here in Pierre, and leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance to our great nation's flag, are T. Hill from Belle Fouche and Ryan Solberg from Mitchell.
Let us pray. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, we lift up before you today all who govern the state of South Dakota. Bless them with your wisdom. May they ever keep in mind that their power is in a trust from you. Help us, O Lord, to know and do what is right and honorable for the sake of the common good. Let your Spirit stir their discussions and decisions with insight and cooperation. Lord, we pray also for the very poorest and most vulnerable of our state. Lord, watch over each of our own families and keep them safe in your holy name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary, call the roll, please.
Senator Bradford, Brown, Buell, O'Donnell, Kamak, Curd, Ewing, Fagan, Frerichs, Greenfield, Hager, Haverly, Heineman, Heinert, Holeen, Hunoff, Jensen, Monroe, Norstrup, Olson, Omdahl, Otten, Parsley, Peters, Peterson, Rampelberg, Rush, Shorema, Sohold, Solano, Sutton, Tiedemann, Thiessen, Van Gerpen, Valley, and White. Quorum present, Mr. President.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 35th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Senator Kamak, Chair.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second. Second. Second. Okay, there's a second. All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. We are adopted. Excuse me, we shall pause. Senator Sutton, you've been waving at me. Good to see you.
Hi, good to see you, Mr. President. Members of the body, I have a real concern today. Something happened to Senator Brown.
What could it be?
He shrunk.
It was a tough night. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back Leader Rave, Timmy. I'd like to welcome all of you who are watching. We're into our last days. Those who are physically here, as well as those who are watching over our live stream, thank you very much. We're also very, very privileged, and me personally, to welcome our doctor of the day, Dr. Clarissa Barnes. She is practicing as an internal medicine physician and did her residency at Johns Hopkins. She got her medical degree and residency at Johns Hopkins, and we were lucky enough to get her back home in Yankton, and then she fell in love and has come up here. That is great. We're keeping you in South Dakota. Dr. Barnes has practiced at the Yankton Medical Group, and she's currently here at the Avera Medical Group here in Pierre, taking care of many people. And we really thank you for staying in South Dakota, for being here and coming home, and also taking care of us today. Dr. Barnes, thank you. Any other personal privileges? This morning we have obviously a number of reports that are coming in and related to conference committees, et cetera, and then we'll take action on 44, and then we'll pause and do a celebration for our interns. Please proceed. We're up to committee, communications and petitions. Oh, they did these. Sorry, I'll read into the record that for House Bill 1044, President Pro Tem has appointed Senators Peters, Tiedemann, and Buell O'Donnell, of course, 1044, you know that. And then for 1145, Peters, Solano, and Frerichs. Peters, Solano, and Frerichs. Don't come back unless you win.
Here.
Okay, now we're on to communications and petitions.
Mr. President, I have the honor to inform you that on March 9th, 2016, I approved Senate Bills 16, 17, 23, 34, 42, 50, 53, 55, 59, 71, 73, 74, 75, and 150, and the same have been deposited in the Office of the Secretary of State. Respectfully submitted, Dennis Dugard, Governor.
Reports of standing committees, please.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has carefully compared Senate Bills 82, 96, 131, and 168 and finds the same correctly enrolled. Respectfully submitted, Senator Kamak, Chair. Also, the Committee on Appropriations reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 48 and recommends that Senate Bill 48 do pass as amended.
Now we have reports of conference committees.
Mr. President, the conference committee respectfully reports that it has considered Senate Bill 44 and the amendments thereto made by the House and the disagreement of the two houses thereon and recommends that the Senate do not concur with the House amendments to Senate Bill 44 and do not appoint a new committee. Senator Teason, Senate Committee Chair, and Representative Johns, House Committee Chair.
Messages.
Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has concurred in Senate amendments to House Bill 1088, 1091, 1134, 1212, and 1242. Also, the House has appointed Representatives John Stevens and Steinhauser as a committee of three on the part of the House to meet with a like committee on the part of the Senate to adjust the differences between the two houses on Senate Bill 44. And the House has failed to concur in Senate amendments to House Bill 1145 and has appointed Solem, Hager, and Hawks as a committee of three on the part of the House to meet with the like committee in the Senate to adjust the differences between the two houses. And the House has failed to concur in Senate amendments to House Bill 1044 and has appointed Mickelson, Cronin, and Ring as a committee of three on the part of the House to meet with the like committee on the part of the Senate to adjust the differences. Respectfully, Arlene Kvislin, Chief Clerk.
Thank you. We're up to motions and resolutions, ma'am.
Senator Brown moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with the like committee on the part of the House to wait upon His Excellency the Governor to inform him that the legislature has completed its labors and is ready to adjourn sine die and to ascertain if he has any further communications to make to the legislature.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Say again. Oh, yeah. All those opposed, nay. Motion carried. The committee is comprised of Senators Kamak, Brown, and Sutton.
Senator Brown moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with a like committee on the part of the House pertaining to fixing the time of adjournment sine die for the 91st legislative session.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Senators Otten, Soholt, and Sutton. Now it's consideration of committee reports.
Senator Brown moves that the reports of the Standing Committee on Joint Appropriations on Senate Bill 48 be adopted.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Conference Committee.
Senator Brown moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to making arrangements for the legislative days for the 92nd legislative session as found on page 585 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Sorry. Good. You got to be quicker.
Senator Brown moves that a report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the joint rules for the 92nd legislative session is found on page 585 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, call the roll, please. These are rules. That's why it's a roll call. Thanks.
Bradford?
No.
Brown? Buell O'Donnell?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Kurd?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Fegan?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hager?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heinemann?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Holleen?
Aye.
Hanoff?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Amdahl?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Parsley?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Shorma?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Van Gerpen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
What about you, Rave? Okay.
Mr. President, there are 34 yeas, one nay.
Senator Brown's motion about the adoption of our temporary rules for next session, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Now we're on to consideration of reports of the conference committees. Thank you, Senator Thiessen, for your patience.
Senator Thiessen moved that the report of the conference committee on Senate Bill 44 be adopted.
Thank you, Senator Thiessen.
Good morning. Thank you, Mr. President. Well, Senate Bill 44 has had a long journey this session in the legislature, and I'm going to ask you today to put an end to the journey. Senate Bill 44 was brought by the Attorney General to address issues with our vehicular homicide statute, obviously a very a serious issue in our state. The original bill was heavily negotiated and amended in our body, passed out of our body and sent to the House. The House, I guess I could say, denegotiated the bill and returned it to its original form, sent it back to us, and indicated that the House maybe was interested in opening issues outside the parameters of the original bill. So we had a conference committee this morning, and the bottom line is that the House indicated that they were unwilling to make any changes relative to the bill. I indicated that the Senate really was not interested in opening discussions of, at this point in session, of issues that were outside the parameters of that bill. So we agreed to disagree on that. And so the motion is to not concur and to not reappoint and leave these issues to be addressed at a different and more appropriate time. Appreciate your support of the motion. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Further remarks? This is final action on the bill. If you adopt the report, that would be defeating the bill and therefore requires a roll call vote. So the question before the Senate is Senator Thiessen's motion that the Senate adopt the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 44. Those in favor of that adoption will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Kurd?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Fegan?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hager?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heinemann?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Holleen?
Aye.
Hanoff?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Monroe?
No.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
No.
Amdahl?
No.
Otten?
Aye.
Parsley?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Shorma?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Cheesen?
Aye.
Van Gerpen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 32 yeas, 3 nays.
Senator Thiessen's motion that the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 44 be adopted, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed, and the report is so adopted. Senator Frerichs.
Personal privilege, please.
Granted.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. And I know we're going to move on and we have some conference committees to meet yet, but if I may just take a moment, I know there may be a point in time later, but I just want the members of the Senate to show some recognition to someone that has served this body and the legislature so long. My seatmate, Jim Peterson, he'll be heading back to the farm at Revillo, and then who knows where else he'll spend some time. But he truly is the definition of a statesman in all ways that we look at serving here in Pierre and serving the people we're from. And I take this liberty, Mr. President, because as Jim and I have mentioned, we're kind of the two farmers here, and it's just something that he's been my role model since I got into the legislature and in college and everything else. I only hope that someday I will be able to have a farm operation and a life as successful as Senator Peterson has. And I just would ask that members of the Senate, please show your appreciation to someone that always is truly a gentleman. So thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Jim, so much for all you've done for us. We also see that you received a star quilt. That's beautiful. That's great. Would you like to say some words?
Mr. President, I was really humbled this morning when they presented me with a star quilt because I know the meaning behind a star quilt. And it's been a great honor to have served out here and to try to have represented my people. And I have made many friends. I feel many of you are my friends on both sides of the aisle. And I thank you for making me a better person. You know, we don't always agree on everything, but what I've appreciated so much about this body is we've always been very civil. We've always just talked about an issue. We haven't gotten into personalities. And you've conducted yourself in this Senate in a very model way that I wish was done on the national level and all across. And you can all be proud of yourselves. Thank you very much.
Senator White.
Thank you, Mr. President. First of all, I want to congratulate Senator Peterson on a terrific career. Anytime that you think about ag, he immediately comes to mind. And anytime I saw ag legislation, I know he was going to come to my mind because he was going to be around my shoulder tapping me saying, this is a good deal. But anyhow, speaking of special privileges, may I have one today to also?
Yes, sir. Thank
okay.
you.
Throughout the session, I've had someone watching over my shoulder, which has been pretty much my whole life. But it goes without saying, I think, as you go through life, if you can find the right spouse, you're very lucky. And I was able to do that. And last year, I got a lot of mileage out of giving her some flowers at this time when we recognized her, but it was so good I thought I'd even try it again. So help me welcome my wife, Paulette.
Those are beautiful stargazer lilies. They're not allowed out of there, Paulette, though. Get out. That's, no. That's beautiful. Senator Brown, would you please approach? And as he's approaching, would the interns also approach, please? And I'm going to impose on our pages, if the pages would go to the benches, please, out of your front chairs, please. We're going to recognize our interns. Also, I'd like to point out that conference committees on 1044 is meeting in LCR2 at noon. 1044 is at noon. You got that? Okay. And 1145, you have that right before that, and 1130 and 412. Senator Brown.
Thank you, Mr. President. You know, often here in the Senate and within our caucuses and even the body as a whole, we refer to ourselves kind of as a family. I think after you go through a few sessions, you become pretty close to one another. You make a lot of good friends, as we've just talked about here in the past. One of the things that I think makes that so special, though, is the fact that we're able to bring in some of our college students to work with us throughout the session. And it's amazing how they do become like family. This year in particular, I think we had an exceptional crop of interns. These people performed above and beyond to the point that many times I personally would walk in and many of the issues were already taken care of before I even looked. And so, to be honest with you, this is probably one of the toughest speeches that I ever have to make during the session is the day where, first of all, we recognize and thank these folks, realizing that this is pretty close to the end of the road. But I would hope the body could join me in showing our appreciation for these interns who have served us so well this session, and to make it clear that they are part of our family, and we hope you stay part of that family.
Also, while we're taking pictures, I got a notice of a lost and found, not found, but maybe somebody has lost a horse blanket, I think we found it, though. I'm not really sure, but I just want to make sure everybody knows that it's been lost. Senator Sutton.
I'm glad that they found that. Somebody also lost a bunch of beads, and he put those together on his cowboy boots. And it is not becoming.
Senator Brown and everyone, I have just a few bills to sign that I'll do before we recess. When would you like to come back in?
Mr. President, I believe let's recess until 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. Okay. Announcements before I sign these bills. Senator Peters.
Thank you, Mr. President. Joanna Propes, we are going in right now. So Let's get another about 30 minutes more worth of work, and then we'll give you a break for lunch. So if we can get 30 more minutes in, that would be great. So come back. LCR1.
Thank you. President signing an act to establish the Native American Achievement Schools Grant Program. Why don't you come up here and have somebody watch as we sign this? So, can you get a picture? Peace.
Am I too close? Is somebody going to take a picture?
Why don't you do one while you're looking down? That's Senate Bill 82. Senator Soholt, would you like to come up and have somebody bring your camera? President signing an act to revise the expense reimbursement for members of the board and pardons and paroles. That's 96. President signing an act to establish target teacher salary and target teacher ratio to revise certain provisions regarding education funding to create the School Finance Accountability Board and to provide for certain school district reporting penalties. That's Senate Bill 131. President signing an act to revise provisions related to human trafficking and to provide a penalty therefore. That's 168. I didn't see it. Yeah. I tried. There you go. Now, Dean is awaiting those. So if we could just get those run over right now.
Okay. I'll take them.
Because G1 wants to do a signing ceremony and the education one's tomorrow before
people.
Okay.
So. I'll get them over.
Thank you.
Should we do a motion about recessing?
Yes, ma'am.
Senator Brown moves that the Senate do now recess until 1 p.m.
All those in favor of recess signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion. Thank you for your patience. The South Dakota Senate will reconvene. We'll revert to order of business for communications and petitions, please.
Mr. President, I have the honor to inform you that on March 10th, I approved Senate Bills 1, 3, 6, 24, 25, 30, 97, 116, and 118, and they have been deposited in the office of the Secretary of State. Also, I have approved Senate Bills 79, 80, and 102, and the same have been deposited in the office of the Secretary of State. Respectfully submitted, Dennis Stuttgart, Governor.
Reports of standing committees, please.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that Senate Bills 9, 26, 43, 45, 49, 64, 65, 67, 72, 81, 92, 98, 100, 104, 112, 140, 143, 148, 158, 159, 162, and 169 were delivered to His Excellency the Governor today. Respectfully submitted, Senator Kamak, Chair.
Okay, now it's on to reports of conference committees. Thank you, Senators.
Mr. President, the conference committee respectfully reports that it has considered House Bill 1145 and the amendments thereto made by the Senate and the disagreement of the two houses thereon and recommends that House Bill 1145 be amended. Respectfully submitted, Senator Peters, Senate Committee Chair, and Representative Solem, House Committee Chair. Also, the conference committee respectfully reports that it is considered House Bill 1044 and the amendments thereto made by the Senate and the disagreement of the two houses thereon and recommends that House Bill 1044 be amended. Respectfully submitted, Senator Peters, Senate Committee Chair, and Representative Mickelson, House Committee Chair.
Messages, please.
Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the joint rules for the two houses for the 92nd legislative session. The House has also adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee for the purpose of arranging legislative days for the 92nd legislative session. And the House has adopted the report of the Conference Committee report on Senate Bill 44. Respectfully submitted, Arlene Kvislin, Chief Clerk.
Motions and resolutions, please.
Senator Brown moves that when we adjourn today, we adjourn to convene at 9 a.m. on Friday, March 11th, the 37th legislative day.
All those in favor, All those in favor signify by saying aye. Okay, opposed, nay. Good. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Pages. They'll be here the rest of the afternoon. If you need something, please don't hesitate to ask. Thank you. And now, it's on to Conference Committee consideration.
Senator Peters moves that the report of the Conference Committee on House Bill 1044 be adopted.
Second. Oh, Senator Tiedemann, thank you.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. President, members of the body. We're asking you to adopt the report from the Conference Committee. House Bill 1044 sets the levies for the state aid for education for the coming year. And we went through and considered all of the potential valuations on ag, owner-occupied, and commercial, and came forward with the recommendation of going $1.56.08 for ag, and $3.68.07 for owner-occupied, and $7.63 for commercial. Now, as you look at that, it looks like ag didn't go down. It stayed flat. And part of that reason is because the pension was rolled in. So at 0.233, that was rolled in on all of them. So that's why it looks like ag did not go down, but it stayed flat. The other ones went down about by 3.88 cents, and one went down $1.09 on the commercial. We also looked at, okay, last year coming in 2016, the valuation for ag was projected to go up 16.56%, and we actually had put in 15%. It went up 16.56%. This year, we're projecting ag values to only go up to 7%. Looking at the rolling average, the prices on crops and that are down, and most of the counties are at full and true. The owner-occupied and the commercial are to go up about 5%, 3% on the valuation. But this will move forward so that we can fund education. I urge your support of House Bill 1044.
Thank you. Further remarks? Okay, the question before the Senate is Senator Peters' motion that the Conference Committee on House Bill 1044 be adopted. As Senator Tiedemann adeptly explained, there is no increase in levies, so it's a majority vote. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Kurd?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Fegan?
Frerichs?
Aye. Greenfield?
Aye.
Pardon?
Aye.
Hager?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heinemann?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Holin?
Aye.
Hanoff?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Amdahl?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Parsley?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Shorma?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Van Gerpen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 35 yeas.
Thank you. Senator Peters' motion that the report of the Conference Committee on House Bill 1044 be adopted, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed, and the report is so adopted. Thank you.
Senator Peters moves that the report of the Conference Committee on House Bill 1145 be adopted.
Comments on that motion? Senator Peters, thank you and good afternoon.
Good afternoon. The conference report on 1145, the committee deleted the last sentence that as the bill was sent out of here, the last sentence. So really, I would just ask that we do adopt the report. I think it makes it a little bit better bill, and the language is stronger. So with that, I'd appreciate your support.
Thank you, ma'am. Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is Senator Peters' motion that the Conference Committee on House Bill 1145 be adopted. If you're in favor of adoption, vote aye. If you're opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Kurd?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Fegan?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hager?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Holeen? Hanoff? Pardon?
No.
Jensen?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Amdahl?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Parsley?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Brampelberg?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Shorma?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Sutton? Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Van Gerpen? Valley?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 33 yeas, 2 nays.
Senator Peters' motion of the report of the Conference Committee on House Bill 1145 be adopted. Having received a majority vote of the members-elect, is hereby declared passed, and the report is adopted. Our last order of business is the second reading of Senate bills. And this is Senate Bill 48. Please proceed.
Senate Bill 48, an act to revise the General Appropriations Act for fiscal year 2016.
Good afternoon, Senator Peters.
Good afternoon. Senate Bill 48 is the annual bill to amend the current year's budget. These changes are based on information that have been revised since the end of the 2015 session when we adjourned last year this time, such as utility rate changes, health insurance claims, property valuation, student enrollments, and other and various adjustments. The general fund changes included in this bill pertain to game, fish, and parks bonding, Medicare premiums, correctional health care, the dual credit program, the birth to three services within the Department of Education, computer system upgrades within the Department of Environment and Natural Resources, and unemployment insurance department, South Dakota Technical Institutes, and state aid reversions, utility costs for state facilities, health insurance reductions for state employees, rail projects, license plate productions, workforce education, and tourism promotion. Ultimately, all of those changes are decreases of $12,949,699 in general funds and $3,435,906 in federal fund expenditure authority, an increase of $6,747,644 in other fund expenditure authority, increases in revenues of $11,832,509 due to funds transferred from Departments of Corrections, federal and other funds, the Petroleum Release Compensation Fund, and the South Dakota Risk Pool. Also, although not specified in this bill, there will be additional revenues of $1,006,573 transferred to the general fund from the state parks and recreation other funds to offset their bond payments within the game, fish, and parks. A transfer of $137,000 from the tuition and fees fund within the Board of Regents to be used for one-time purposes to maintain the scholarship programs for next year. All the departments are affected by this bill to the state employee health insurance program, and this bill also affects 15 different departments, the Bureau of Administration, the Bureau of Information and Technology, Department of Revenue, Department of Game, Fish, and Parks, Department of Social Services, Department of Health, Department of Transportation, Department of Education, Board of Regents, Department of Military, Department of Veterans Affairs, Department of Corrections, Department of Human Services, Department of Environment and Natural Resources, and the Department of Tourism. And I'm not going to go into any more detail than that unless you have specific questions. And with that, I'd ask for your favorable support on Senate Bill 48.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 48, its amendment to the general bill, and is therefore a simple majority. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, call the roll, please.
Bradford?
Oh,
Brown.
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Kurd.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Fagan.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Greenfield. Hager.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hanoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
No.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
No.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Parsley.
No.
Peters.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rush.
Aye.
Shorma.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Solano.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 31 yeas, 4 nays.
Senate Bill 48, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. The title is also approved. Senator Kamak.
Personal privilege.
Yes, sir. Granted.
Due to the fact that there are a lot of members in this body that will not be returning next year, I would ask if they would please stand and so we can show them some appreciation.
I have 7 bills to sign here, so we'll do that. Senator Bradford, thank you.
I know you guys clapped that long because we're going, not because you're going to miss us.
Senator Peters.
Thank you, Mr. President. Appropriators, let's get to work. Thank you.
Senator Brown.
Senate Republicans, let's plan on caucusing tomorrow morning at 8:30.
Any other announcements? Okay. Feel free, obviously, to be on your way as I sign these bills. President is required under the Constitution to read the titles of bills that have passed both the House and the Senate and read their titles as well as indicate the number of the bills. I'm signing that. So at this time, the President is signing an act to revise certain provisions regarding the South Dakota Board of Geographic Names. That's House Bill 1060. The President is signing an act to revise and consolidate certain civil forfeiture provisions. That's 1088. House Bill 1088. President signing an act to establish certain requirements regarding insurance for vehicles used to provide rides for a transportation network company and to exempt vehicles used to provide those rides from certain commercial licensing requirements, 1091. President signing an act to provide for access to certain property for the purposes of making surveys, 1134. President signing an act to revise certain provisions regarding the jurisdiction of magistrate courts to issue protection orders, 1183. President signing an act to revise requirements related to pregnancy help centers, that's 1212. President signing an act to authorize certain persons to request a security freeze on the credit report of a protected consumer, that's 1242. Okay.
Senator Van Gerpen moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We are adjourned. Thank you.